Let's get ready to ramble!
Let's get ready to ramble episode 6. Finally. We've done this for 6 weeks now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're gonna not do what now?
We're not gonna talk over each other like we did 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, this is our second, this is our second take.
Whoops.
Well, well. Until
if it's not going to be flowy and just like fluid, that's probably why, because until we get the right equipment with our very limited budget. Matt, plug Patreon.
Our Patreon is patreon.com/ let's get ready to ramble, and if you could donate at any time or any way, shape or form, anything, and you're not just donating to donate, you are getting something out of this. Throughout the tiers, you get certain things that you get rewarded. So, if you go to our Patreon and you donate, say, $1, you get a shout-out on our social media platform. That's pretty good. So, if you go and donate to patreon.com/ let's get ready to ramble, you're not just donating, you're also getting something out of it, and you're also helping the show become a better source. We get equipment, better sounds, better audience, better things to listen to.
Better audience? Hold on, you guys are awesome. We don't need a better audience.
Well, you get a broader. Maybe I
broader
should,
audience.
Maybe I should have rephrased that. Broader audience.
Because you guys are awesome. And even if you can't donate, I mean, any input you have at all is enough.
Which, we have plenty of forms now to go ahead and...
Plenty of social media platforms.
Go ahead and write it down. Write it in a comment, post it to our walls, Instagram, whatever it may be. You can contact us in a lot of different ways. We're going to leave those plugs until the end.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. All
right. We're going to go through our table of contents, like we always do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's our first one
for you? I went first last week. You go.
No. We always rock, paper, scissors for this. And first of all, we always read off our topics first. Read your topic. Read one. We'll go back and forth.
Fine.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah, you do. All right, so first topic is our trip to Goodwill.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Mine is R. Kelly.
Yeah, and then we're going to talk about Congress.
Michael Jackson.
People's Way of Living.
POV Cochrane.
Our first time.
First time masturbation.
Mm-hmm. And then some life changes that both of us are going through.
And then people from the hood.
Oh, jeez. Are we going to get shot for this?
No, just people from the hood.
Okay. People from the hood, we love you. Please don't shoot us.
Fuck them. Rock, paper,
that's scissors. Entirely him. I didn't say it. Please don't shoot.
Hands up, don't shoot.
Hands up, I got two targets for you right here.
we're going to rock, paper, scissors like we normally do.
God damn it. You. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Fuck you. God damn it.
You win. You go first. You know I've thrown paper for the past like 3 weeks, right?
Really?
Yeah. You're just too stupid to realize it.
Oh.
Because you always throw scissors.
I don't remember what you got.
Continue. What's your first topic?
No.
Go for it.
Our trip to Goodwill. Oh, because that was an interesting... Shut the fuck up, Matt. Yeah, we're going to talk about our trip to Goodwill, because that was an interesting experience. We found some very good items. Very cheap, because, you know, it's Goodwill. But the items that we got are... they're getting a lot of use. Let's just say that. So Matt, what did we find? Rhymes with VR headset.
That's exactly what it is. But we went to Goodwill to go look at some apparel that we might be, you know, looking into in the future.
Spoilers!
Wink, wink. Somewhere. We were getting ideas from some stuff, and we were walking through the electronics section of this Goodwill, and I pick up a VR headset.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, wait, I want to test what VR works.
So he doesn't go, I'm going to talk over you, I know, I'm a horrible person, but instead of going to a YouTube channel...
I did.
Alright, not for very long. You did that first, and then instead of continuing to do that like a normal person...
No, you thought of it, and then I did it.
Well, I thought of it, but I didn't do it in the middle of Goodwill. He watched VR porn, straight up.
So did you.
After you...
You said, give me that shit, and you were practically grabbing it off my head.
I mean...
The parking lot was better. The
parking lot was better.
This is not the end of the story. We don't just watch VR porn inside the Goodwill. We go ahead and buy this thing, which I'm looking at it right now, for $5.
Also, I got a llama picture that was dressed like Santa. It was good. It's hanging in my house on my wall where everyone can see it.
Yeah.
Because this isn't all about the VR headset. Goodwill is some good shit.
Goodwill is good for stuff that's cheap. Like, you can find suits and shit for pretty cheap.
Yeah.
And all that. But...
Sponsored by Goodwill.
I wish.
Yeah.
Back to the VR headsets. Yeah. I can find one, and Luke tries to find one, but all of them that are there are either broken or missing stuff.
So they're either broken or broken.
Yeah. So Luke goes, I need one, after he experiences this VR headset phenomenon. So he goes, where can I get one? And I said, probably Target.
So we went to Target.
So then we went to Target.
Yeah.
And Luke found one for $15, and it's the same exact one that I bought for $5.
But mine has a remote, because it came in the box, so that's great.
And then the best part is not the fact that he bought another one, but the
we
fact
sat
that...
in the parking lot for like a good half hour, 45 minutes, just watching VR porn. Okay, keep in mind, we
our
didn't have our dicks
on.
Out. Yes.
Our pants are on.
Completely PG.
We were just experiencing it and giving our feedback.
Yes, and trading headsets every now and again when we found a decent video.
Yeah, we were just like if you ever seen Friends, like how Joey and Chandler live in the same house and they watch the same porn.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
I don't watch Friends.
Well, they do. They'll sit at the TV and they'll watch porn.
Okay.
As a recreational thing. Oh. It's kind of like what we did. Okay. We weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
We were just experiencing what it's like, because this was a whole new genre of porn.
I had my headset on, but I'm pretty sure Matt was touching himself.
I was not touching myself. You would know it.
Prove it.
I'm not... How am I going to prove it?
Exactly.
What? First of all, I'm not pulling my dick out in a Target parking lot. Especially when my best friend is sitting
next
to me.
No. I don't mean, like, touching yourself with your dick out. I just mean, like, through the pants. You were definitely touching yourself.
Oh, shut the fuck up. You admitted to doing that.
But you were doing it, too?
No, I wasn't.
Uh-huh.
I had my legs crossed.
Gay.
I don't need my dong hitting the ceiling from a boner.
Dude, it's not going to hit...
My magnum dong...
I'm pretty sure it doesn't even hit the top of your trousers. Anyway.
Bro, shut the hell up.
Next!
No, but the best part is we're experiencing this.
Oh, that's
and the best part is that some of them are completely 360, and then some of them are 180 videos that are just from ceiling to floor and most of the sides of the building that it's in. Some of them are 360 video, like so where you can turn the whole headset around and see everything.
We're talking over each other again. God damn it.
We're trying to get better. First time. And I turn around and I go, damn, this is a nice apartment. I wonder what they do for a living.
I found that a lot of the same videos had the same nice apartment.
Yeah, and I'm like, And then I was like, well, this isn't my dick. That was most of our responses is that this isn't my dick.
Well, for one, they were too small, some of them. And two, some of them were black, so I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I'm not a 6 foot tall black African man.
Yeah.
This is not okay.
Black African man. Social stuff.
Yeah, we did a social... Let's go
with... Did we do another social experiment?
No. That would be our social experiment.
Whoa. No, I feel like we did.
We did. The Guitar Center.
Oh, yeah. Guitar Center. Forgot about that.
You can add that in.
Yeah.
My first topic. We're going to move on.
Why don't we just talk about that right now, since before we...
Okay, we can go ahead and do that.
Yeah, we did a social experiment where we were looking for audio equipment, and Matt got a headphone. He got a microphone with the wrong adapter, but that's beside the point.
I got the adapter now.
Mm-hmm. And he was just holding the items, walking through, and I happened to have the receipt, because I grabbed it, and I thought, I wonder if they're just going to let us walk out. So I put the receipt in my pocket, and no one stopped us.
Nope. We could have walked out with $80 worth of equipment.
Yeah. They don't put it in bags. Mm-mm. The audio section was away from everything else, so like
I could have walked away with almost a $200 mic if I asked for it.
Probably. But we're not thieves, so.
No, we paid for it. But if I went and said, I'm going to go pay for this at the front cash register, and I was like, I'm going to go look at guitars and I'll be right back, I could probably have walked out of there with a $200 Rode microphone and
probably
not have gotten caught.
Yeah.
Because they don't even have electronic scanners that go beep beep when you walk through the door.
A lot of them probably just don't care.
It's not in their pocket.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you steal from the company, and it does some, like, indirectly, I think, affect the employees, but...
Well, when they come and do inventory, and they're missing one $200 or $269 Rode microphone...
Yeah, I don't know how they compensate for that.
They don't.
Eh, oh well.
You lost a product.
Oh well.
Multi-million dollar company, so one Rode mic wouldn't be the death of them, but it'd still make somebody get in trouble.
Yeah. All right. What's your next topic?
R. Kelly.
Oh, God.
The R&B singer slash rapper R. Kelly.
This is a touchy subject.
No, this is a pissy kind of subject.
No, this is touchy as
No, pissy, because he likes to pee on people.
And touch children.
How old are we talking?
I don't know.
That was his response in an interview once. He goes, the interview goes like this. This is like 2007, when this whole allegation kind of happened, where there's video proof of him peeing on somebody who's underage. Yeah, well, okay. We're going to get into that.
I don't want to get into that.
Well, no, it's...
We'll talk about it, but... I'm glad I didn't see that video. Continue.
So, R. Kelly's sitting down with an interview. I do not remember the man who was doing the interview or the station in which he was doing the interview with.
Doing sit-ups. Stop it.
Noise. You're going to make noise from the couch. Stop
really? It. I don't think it was that loud.
Yeah, you're going to make noise.
Oh, this is why you have sex on this couch. It's not really noisy.
Stop it.
Oh, okay.
He's doing this interview with... I don't know. I'm going to assume we're going to go with ABC or NBC or one of the major networks.
NBC.
And the interviewer goes, okay, after we were rudely interrupted, but we're going to go back to the R. Kelly peeing situation. He is in the middle of an interview, and the interviewer goes to Mr. R. Kelly, Robert Kelly, his name is, and he goes, how young is too young for you, Mr. Kelly? And he goes, and his response was, how old are we talking?
Oh, okay, that's not okay.
That's like out of the first thing that you think of is, usually your response should be...
18.
18 and up, but if you're 36, 18 is still fucking weird, because that's half of your age.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's taboo, it happens.
Okay, cool, but it's still, like, how old are we talking?
That's an odd answer. Not appropriate.
And so he just got, he was a very... big documentary came out about him being abusive to women, capturing women, supposedly taking them to his house and treating them horribly and making them do strange things with him. And
is he related to Bill Cosby?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure.
Oh, okay.
He's known, there's a video that leaked in the, I think it was the early 2000s or in the 90s where he locked a girl in a closet.
I don't think the video is the only thing that's leaking, but continue.
We're getting there. He locked a girl in a closet who I forgot the girl's name and peed on her because he's into that type of shit.
No.
No. And I'm pretty sure the girl was underage.
Probably.
Pretty sure. And I'm pretty... The allegations were from the documentary that he took girls before they were 18, told them that you'll be rich and famous if you come and live with me, and made them come and live with him, and now they're either A, brainwashed sex slaves, or... there was a part in the movie where he turned a girl into a guy kind of thing, but it wasn't transgender. She just is a tomboy, and he likes to fuck with her the most.
That's weird. But, I mean, you know, if he's into that, as long as she's above age...
I don't think half of these girls are above age.
Well, then that's not okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Kelly is... And then he got sent to jail on these allegations, right? He got out, and then he went in an interview with... forgot her name. But another one that was just recent... where he flipped. He lost his shit on live television. Oh, you guys are trying to kill me! And shit, and like that. That's what he literally sat down in an interview and was bawling and flipped. Like, he went crazy.
Okay.
Like,
you know, just people these days. What are you gonna do?
It's fucking weird.
It is weird.
Like, what the fuck? Like, first you pee on somebody, then you go flip out on live television, you pissed on her. Admit it. Just miss it. Admit it. If you're keeping
sex... If she's underage, though, he probably doesn't exactly want to admit to that.
He already went to jail.
Fair enough. He could go back to jail.
Yeah.
If anyone else comes up and says, hey, he also peed on me.
The funniest thing is that they're not... You know, most of the people will call Beyonce's fans the Beehive.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling R. Kelly's fan the Peehive. It's, which is great, which is fantastic. And you know what's the funniest thing? There's some people that are doing interviews that are R. Kelly fans.
I approve, but yeah.
And they're just completely denying it. Like, Bill Cosby fans and, you know, everybody who had a big idol that happened to come out to be an absolute fucking monster. Mm. It's people just want money. People just want money from Mr. Kelly. No. There's actually this one. You know, Bill Cosby, that was a long time ago. Nobody can really actually prove that it happened, but, you
this
know.
This was, like, yesterday type of shit.
Not just that. R. Kelly, there's literally a video where he pees on somebody. Yeah. So we know he's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Just saying, the pee hive.
I mean, if you pee on people and that's your fetish, that's fine. Just make sure they're above age.
If you got a thing for golden showers, you know, just clean it up, but don't bake it under somebody who's underage.
That's not okay.
No, that's fucked up, but yeah. Next topic. #peehive. #peehive. That's going to be on our Instagram.
Speaking of peehive, if you had a superpower, what kind of superpower would you have?
You're asking me.
I am asking you.
Well, for the people that don't know me, I'm a very big superhero fan.
Mm-hmm. As am I.
Except for DC. DC can go burn in a fucking hole.
I love Marvel and a lot of the characters from DC. Some of them are just dumb. Like, Hot Girl, get out of here. But, like, Aquaman. The Flash. Aquaman's cool.
Aquaman's stupid.
Aquaman's cool.
The Jason Momoa Aquaman That's is
cool.
alright.
That's cool.
That's alright. But Aquaman from the comic books, like, a long time ago?
I never read the comic books. I'm living in the now. Get your head out of your ass.
I'm sorry, but, you know, this whole...
Which is out in the past. Get out of the past.
Ugh. You don't understand, but all the things that they're making into movies already happened in the comic books.
Not entirely.
Yes.
Nope. Civil War, Captain America / Iron Man, I don't remember, was supposed to die.
Almost.
Captain America was supposed to die. He was supposed to die. Okay. He did not.
They're not...
So they're changing aspects. They're not sticking to the comics 100%. Get that through your thick skull.
They follow it almost exactly, and then they change it just a little bit. Because then that would be worthless if they watched the movie and it was exactly like the comic book.
Alright, well, stop shitting on Avengers then.
I'm not. I love the Avengers. I love that they're making a movie about a comic book that actually is almost exactly true to the comics instead of, you know, like X-Men Origins Wolverine, where there was a guy who was supposed to be Deadpool, but it's not Deadpool, but it's a
It was Deadpool, but it wasn't Deadpool.
But it was a weird fucking Deadpool.
It
was like a...
Like at the end of the movie where Deadpool, the real Deadpool with Ryan Reynolds, came back and, like, killed him and shot him. It was like, hey, Wolvie... Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
That was a good scene.
I'm a Marvel character person through and through. I've always had a Marvel thing, and I always will.
He's always had a Marvel fetish, and he always will.
You can call it whatever you want.
Black Widow?
Oh. Scarlett Johansson.
ScarJo?
Is the perfect rendition of Black Widow. I'm sorry.
Yeah. They really did a good job with casting the characters. That's... I don't think they could have done any better.
Oh, with Doctor Strange? Are you kidding me?
RDJ, Rogers.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Dick Cucumber.
Bendy Dick Cucumber. Yeah. If
RDJ, Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pratt.
Well, you have to think, they already have drawn pictures of what these characters are supposed to look like. So then they
have to find the people who mm-hmm. are like that.
Exactly. Some of them are a little bit different. Some of them aren't.
But they're good actors, too. They're not just like, oh, you look like this person, so we're going to cast you. No, they look like them, and they're good.
Hawkeye. No.
We're not going to talk about him. We're not going to talk about him.
I was going to say, I'm putting it out there. Nah. Martian Manhunter. Actually, no, that's DC. Martian Manhunter is. No, is it? No, yeah.
It's DC.
Yeah, because Vision is.
Vision is Marvel.
They're the same fucking character.
They're not the same fucking character.
Martian Manhunter.
One's a robot, one's an alien. Get it through your head.
Fuck you. If I was to say out of... I'm going to use the Marvel Universe to choose my powers.
I mean, all of them are the same powers, just different characters, different limits.
There's no Wolverine in DC.
That's not a superpower. You have
That's not a superpower? Regenerative and adamantium skeleton?
Okay, the skeleton, I don't think there's anything else like that. But the regenerative ability...
Superman.
A lot of characters have that.
No, Superman's not regenerative, actually. Yeah, you're right.
The Flash has regenerative abilities.
Because he can go back in time.
No, because he heals super fucking quickly.
Oh, well, because you see how much I know about DC.
I know.
If I was to choose anything, my favorite character out of the Marvel Universe is Wolverine, and I would... You have to weigh the pros and cons with that. Wolverine will live forever unless he gets the serum from... I forgot the doctor, but unless he gets the serum to make him lose his regenerative ability, He will live forever, and he will never be able to find someone that he can truly love, because they'll die before he dies.
But imagine this. You're facing Magneto.
Oh, fuck. No. That's already been done. Magneto rips the adamantium skin skeleton out of, pretty much out of the husk of Wolverine, throws him into a fire pit, and there is a speck of skin that's just attached barely to the skeleton.
And it regenerates into Wolf.
Yep. Yep. Wolfie. And the only thing that can truly kill Wolverine that is, like, the ability is that you can cut his head off, kind of like Deadpool. You can cut his head off and throw it somewhere. I think it was done in, like, either Hulk or one of those comics where Wolverine wasn't really a character by himself yet, where they ripped his head off and threw it up a hill, and he died because he couldn't...
It was lack of oxygen.
Yeah, his brain died.
Yeah.
Which...
I'm pretty sure that's, like, it's a canon way to kill Deadpool as well.
Yeah.
If his brain is starved of oxygen.
Not just that, it's that you can't... difference between Wolverine and Deadpool. Deadpool can lose a whole fucking arm and regenerate the whole arm.
Yeah.
Wolverine, if you cut off a limb of his body, it doesn't just regenerate all back. What the thing with Wolverine is that... You can't cut off a part of his body. You can only cut off the skin and the muscle. Yeah,
because you can't cut a skeleton.
You can't cut a skeleton. So that's the difference between Wolverine and Deadpool. But if I was to go over the topic of what superpowers I would want adamantium skin.
Adamantium.
Adamantium skin. Or adamantium skeleton. Regenerative ability. But I want a kill switch.
So you can turn all that off?
When I feel like the time is necessary.
Oh, you can just kill yourself.
I can just end it.
Can't he do that anyway with his claws? Because it can cut through anything.
Yeah, but it doesn't kill him. He's done it. He's already done it.
Really?
He's literally took his claws and stuck it through his head, and it's done nothing.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I wanna end it switch.
Okay.
Because, you know, if I find somebody that I love and they're, you know, on their deathbed, and I'm on my death. Well, I'm not.
You're not gonna be on your deathbed.
But you know, they go beep and they kill off. I'll just be like, okay, done. Nothing else to live for.
What if a really good movie comes out? It's coming out.
I want to see the movie and I'll be like, oh, then I'll end it. No!
During the credits, alright, I'm done.
Just end it through the just in the movie theater.
The entire crowd screams.
Oh, God.
Oh, that'd be funny.
What would your superhero power be?
Super speed. I've always wanted powers like The Flash, which this sounds really geeky. Fuck off, I know. But, like, I've always loved the ability, like, the idea that I could either look like I'm in two places at once, or be able to run really, really quickly, or phase through objects.
Well, we already know you can't do that already.
I can't run. No, it's ironic because I'm fat, but I'm working on that. We'll talk about that later. It's so badass to me to be able to, like, run around the world 7,000 times and...
Didn't he, reverse time by
turning... Yeah, you can run through time in that universe.
Well, not just that. He reversed the action. He didn't.
He created a flashpoint.
Well,
going back in time and changing.
Didn't he revolve the Earth in the backwards direction?
Superman.
See, again, you see how much I know about DC.
I know how much you don't know about DC. You don't have to try and ask.
I'm just saying. I'm wondering.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool, but what happens if you run into something you can't go through? Oh wait, he can run fast enough to phase through objects. I forgot.
Yeah.
Imagine if you didn't. Imagine if you had, like, you were standing in front of, like, a ticket booth and you had to write down your specific superpower you wanted, and then you walked in, you got it. Mm-hmm. If you weren't, it's like a genie.
If you weren't super specific,
you would get fucked. It's like, I want super speed, but you can't phase through anything, so you're just running and you just smack into a wall.
Permanent speed, but you can't control it.
No, you can, like a genie, like, you can ask for something, but you gotta be damn specific with it, or you're gonna get fucked.
Yeah.
Like, there was a video that they made on YouTube about, you go to Weapon X, which is where Wolverine was made. I want an adamantium skeleton.
Adamantium skeleton. And they just give you another one.
No, they just give you, they give you the adamantium skeleton with the claws, but they don't tell you that you need the regenerative healing.
Oh, so you just...
So it's like 25, it's like $50,000 a piece to get it, and they make it, they're like, $50,000 will get both of you adamantium skeletons. But another $50,000 will give you the healing powers. And they go, oh, we don't need that. Shoot this claw. They're like, it won't retract. I'm bleeding.
It won't retract. Oh, it retracted oh, I have holes in my hands. They're not healing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or they accidentally stick themselves. It's like, yeah, you kind of need to be specific.
Yeah.
That would be pretty good, you know. Yeah, I just want to be Wolverine because Wolverine's badass. Sorry.
Yeah.
Or could you consider...
Flash is badass, too. A lot of characters are badass.
Doctor Strange isn't a superpower, a superhero, you know that, right?
He just learned magic, yeah.
He's a magician.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, spooky surging magician, man.
Do you know that Gambit's the same way?
He's just really fat, right?
No, Gambit.
Who am I thinking of? The Glob?
That's
the Blob.
The Blob.
The Blob, okay.
No, Gambit is the guy who can throw cards. And he has a staff.
I know nothing.
Okay. Quicksilver?
I know who Quicksilver is. He took a lot of bullets.
He... Okay.
Peter Maximoff.
Okay, yeah. He slowed time down.
No.
That's Quicksilver. You're thinking of Silver Surfer.
Nope. I'm thinking of Avengers Age of Ultron Quicksilver.
I'm thinking of Days of Futures Past Quicksilver.
I know, that's not the Quicksilver I'm thinking of.
I'm thinking of the original Quicksilver, which is...
I'm thinking of the new Quicksilver, who's dead. Took a lot of bullets.
Fuck him. Should've seen that coming.
You didn't see that coming?
Fuck you. He's not really Quicksilver, because if that was truly Quicksilver, he wouldn't have fucking took the bullets in the first place. He would have ran fast. He would have slowed time down.
He would have ran fast enough to where he could just catch the bullets and...
Move them.
Yeah. Or just move the kid and...
Or Hawkeye. Fuck that. You know what would be the great thing about Quicksilver?
Hmm.
If he can run fast enough, Ultron, being in the middle of all of this, he could have went to Ultron, run fast enough where Ultron can't see him, and killed Ultron, but they couldn't make that happen. That'd just be a shitty movie.
Yeah, plot armor.
Bullshit. Alright, my topic next. Michael Jackson. Man's dead.
Yes.
Been dead for a while now.
Long time.
But now there's new allegations coming out.
Again?
Two men that are saying that it's coming out with a movie, another movie, that saying that Michael Jackson at Neverland Ranch supposedly touched two kids. This already happened a long time ago before we were even around, that Michael Jackson supposedly touched kids.
I don't know how true this is, and I don't know if there are any, like, proof other than he said, she said kind of shit.
And it's kind of hard, because the man's dead, so you can't defend it.
Yeah, and he can't exactly say, no, that's defending it. But they can't interrogate him.
Yeah, hold on. Let's dig him up.
Dig him up, he's Thriller, yee-hee his ass back over here.
Actually, you can't dig him up, he's in a mausoleum, but let's pull him out.
Crack open the coffin like an egg.
Yeah, it's like, you're going after him now. After he's dead.
Yeah.
After you sat on it for a little while and you thought about it. Why didn't you do this a long time ago?
Yeah, I mean...
They're suing...
Dead, what are they going to do?
They're suing... The worst part is that they're not, like... They're just bringing the allegations out. They're suing Michael Jackson Enterprises, which is his estate, his museum, his merchandise, his CD label, everything is Michael Jackson Incorporated.
I don't know a lot about that.
So they're suing for, I don't know, an absurd amount of money.
Which I'm sure they have, they just don't want to pay it.
Oh, of course. Michael Jackson's estate is worth billions.
Right.
Well, he doesn't own Neverland Ranch anymore, but still. And they're suing for, I want to say, like $2.5 billion.
That's a lot of dollars.
Yeah, and, you know, you say it now, but why didn't you do it like 6 years ago? Or he died 9 years ago or something like that.
I don't know when he died. Why didn't you do it a long time ago when he was still alive?
Yeah, like, why now? Why after?
What changed?
What made you do it now? Like, were you afraid that he was going to do something?
Were you touched again, and you thought, I'm going to complain about the first time?
Why?
Which, being touched isn't a thing to joke about, but, you know.
Why didn't you say it, like, the time it happened? Why did you have to let it sit? You know, whatever.
It was dumb. People being people.
Your next topic.
Sometimes I hate our Congress.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, so, for all you don't know, Trump called a national emergency at the border to try and build his dumbass wall. But,
he wants to build the wall, and Mexico is going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Psych!
And Congress decided, no, this isn't worthwhile doing. This is a dumb idea. We're not going to do it. And they tried to call it off and have it not be a national emergency.
Just vetoed it.
They tried to veto it, and he was prepared to veto their veto. So they're basically just pissing on each other, saying, yes, no, yes, no.
From a political science point of view,
mm-hmm.
It's just going to be a giant pissing contest until one of them breaks.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And Trump is a... Fuck Trump, but he's very persistent.
He's a persistent little orange man.
Oompa Loompa.
He's just gonna, he's gonna go until, you know, he either gets it or they say you're gonna not get it and you're gonna get impeached.
He's gonna try, he's either gonna get impeached or he's gonna try and get a different deal
for
something else that he wants.
Which, if nobody's actually read the news in a while, Nancy Pelosi said that we're not gonna go ahead and try to fire, or not fire, we're not gonna try to go for impeachment on the president.
Why?
It'll cause too much harm to our government.
Orange people everywhere?
No, to our government now.
Like, they aren't doing a good enough job of that already.
He's done some good. You can't say that he hasn't done... Well, he's done some things. He's not...
A lot of people that haven't had... Okay, for tax reasons. A lot, like my parents.
Oh, yeah.
They had to pay a couple hundred for taxes every year. Yeah, but now they're up to, like, 5,000, which doesn't sound bad to some people, but compared to what they paid last year, that's bullshit.
Well, for people like... people who work in the restaurant industry.
Yeah.
Their claimed taxes that they have to claim at the end of the night or how much they made, if they don't claim it, like, you know, perfectly, they'll get fucked on the taxes. If their matchup doesn't match, they're fucked.
Yeah.
Like, people that work in restaurants, you're screwed. You're SOL.
Yeah, I don't know what Trump has done that's good.
He's done some boosting for the economy, very minimally, because then
what do you mean boosting for the economy? Okay. He closed the government for how long? A month. The longest government shutdown that we've ever had. How many people lost their jobs and weren't able to pay because of that?
They didn't lose their jobs.
They weren't getting paid.
Okay. Hold on. You're jumping to... Okay, when you... See, this is the problem...
I'm on a trampoline and I'm jumping. Continue.
This is a problem with the generation now. You're getting aggravated in a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You need to... When you're having a debate about something, you definitely need to be able to not have your feelings be brought into it. That's a horrible thing that the world right now...
We're rambling. This is all this is. We're rambling.
Yeah, but did you see how you just reacted? You reacted very viciously. Now, if you were in actual political topics,
I'm rambling.
Okay. I'm going to say this not for you, but to the people that actually do this shit.
Mm-hmm.
If you go out on the street right now and you held a sign that said, I love Trump, someone who is a liberal will walk up to you and either get very physical, violent, scream at you because they don't like your opinion. I don't know where this borderline happened where people can't just accept other people's opinion.
Yeah, but I mean, you share the same opinion-ish, kind of.
To a point. I am also someone who studies politics and understands that he's not all horrible.
He's not
done the greatest job.
Like I said, I don't know what good he has done, if he has done any. I'm unaware of this, but I do know what he's done to hurt people. And that's what I'm upset about.
When I say he boosted some of the parts of the economy, he did at one point. I'm not saying he's doing it right now. I just said he did at one point.
Right.
Yes, he did have the longest government shutdown, and
history.
Obama came second. Okay? It happened.
Thanks, Obama.
But... At the same time, he's not doing that much of good, but he's not doing, you know, he's not, like, lighting the goddamn Capitol on fire.
He's not pissing on children.
R. Kelly for
president.
Trump Hive? Hashtag Trump Hive?
No.
Hashtag R. Kelly Trump Hive?
No. You can stop right
Hashtag
there.
Hashtag Beehive.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Next. What's your next topic?
My next topic. POV cock ring.
Oh, God. I want one.
For those who don't know, Barstool Sports made an interview. Not an interview. They kind of just said it and made a statement that there's a company that just released a fisheye-lensed Bluetooth connector that is a cock ring.
So that means you wear it on your dick.
You get the POV of your penis.
Yeah.
Which, I have a problem with that.
It just smashes up into the anus, or into the vagina.
I'm just going to say, you're hitting it doggy style. It's just going to keep smashing into that asshole.
They better make it durable.
And waterproof.
Yeah.
Also, what happens if you get it on the lens? Like, you splooge on the lens.
Yeah,
like,
that's why... You know what? That's a good way to make money. You make this, it gets dirty, now they have to make a condom to protect it.
I don't think that they need a POV of a dick.
I mean, some people, you never know what others are into.
I see it now, VR porn, POV of the penis.
It's like, the dick looks around like, oh, this is what I'm doing.
Oh, what the fuck? Like, why? Why would you need that?
I roast beef!
It's like, ah! It's like,
I didn't know what
that would be like, That I feel like people get epilepsy from that because it's just dark light, smack. Or I said it the best. What if they flipped it around and they didn't use it towards the asshole? And it was just pig pubic bush on a guy.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Exactly.
So they just had the wrong orientation on?
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm looking at some dude's pubic hair for the next 35 minutes.
What if there is no pubic hair?
Oh, I'm looking at some dude's fucking happy trail for the next 35 minutes.
What if there's no happy trail?
You're an idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
Or, like I said last night to my brother on the phone, what if we made a butt plug and the end of the butt plug was a fisheye lens, just like the cock ring? Like, you're just going to get a POV of the dude smacking ass and just whapping, and he has the face
whapping.
Of... He's whacking her. He's tapping it from behind, and all you do is just get a POV of a guy who's looks slightly angry, who's ready to nut.
Yeah.
It's like, he's got the face of he's like about to take a shit, but really he's just trying to hold his nut back.
Mm, yeah.
Like, that's the POV that people he's really want to last see. Longer. Like, who wants this? Who wants to see... Like, I get it, there's a fetish for everything, but who wants to see, like...
I don't know. But I hate videos where, like, the guy goes for a long-ass time, and then there's just, like, a little tiny outcome of cum.
I'm sorry, but I can beat any fucking porn star with the amount of blow, splooge I can shoot. That's just...
Alright, no one asked. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there.
No one wants you to put that out there. Put it back in your pants.
Listen, I'm sorry to my ex-girlfriends if they got it. It's just, that was a lot. Could fucking kick a wall with that. I could fill a drywall hole.
I don't need this.
What's your next topic?
Yeah, let's move on. Is it my turn?
Yeah, it is. I just finished with POV cock ring.
Yeah. Some of y'all people live like shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was on a job 2 days ago. And nice enough house, biologist. He seemed pretty cool. Kind of old. Slightly weird, but whatever. And his house was, like I said, not bad, but there was just cat hair and dust and dirt and spiders everywhere. It was disgusting. I'm pretty sure I caught something. I hope it wasn't an STD.
Did you fuck something while you were there?
Well, no, but liquids, you know, drywall has to get wet before it gets dry.
Did you touch any of the cats?
No, I didn't see any of the cats. He said they hid under the furniture.
Fucking pussies.
No, I was not.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah, some people...
But just cat hair and dirt and dust everywhere was disgusting.
There's some people out there that just live in utter filth. There's people that... Hoarders. Yeah, like, climbing over...
I don't understand
people... Excrement and...
My throat was so constricted by the time we had to leave.
Oh, we know.
I couldn't breathe.
You know, you do stuff with your throat. You got that.
I do things to other people's throat.
Dun, dun, dun. I don't know where that was going. Okay. We need a soundboard for that. Yeah.
Coming soon.
If we can. People, with you going from people live like shit, I'm going to go into people from the hood.
Okay. Again, don't shoot us.
Hands up, don't shoot. Police violence. Blah, blah, blah. Thin blue line.
Pregnancy?
No. Don't tempt me.
I can't get pregnant, and I don't know where you're going with that.
I can get somebody pregnant.
Oh, I know. You probably have.
Sorry if I did.
Sorry if I did.
They haven't come at me with child support papers, so...
Yet.
Plenty.
Let's move on.
Okay, continue. People from the hood. I work with a couple people that I've worked with one, and then somebody new had just come in.
Uh-huh.
And I actually spoke with one of our, you know, close supporters of the podcast. We're not going to say his name because...
Not yet. Just he hasn't because... donated yet.
Shut up.
I'm kidding.
We know who he is.
Do we? Oh, yeah, that guy.
He was talking to me. We went to lunch
mm-hmm.
one day during the week, and he was talking about how he's so pissed off at people from the hood that we work with, like, have a pissing contest about the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just go, and they have a big, they're like, my balls are bigger because I'm from this hood. Like, we got three people that do this shit on a day-to-day basis. That we got a white guy, and he is whiter than a fucking white wall.
Whiter than sour cream. Is he Irish?
No, I don't know what his ethnicity is.
Oh.
Because he talks like a black guy, but he's a white dude. He's
American.
He's a Wigger.
Cracker ass.
I'm just saying, he really is. But he acts like he's like...
He's like hardened criminal hood shit.
I don't know. He's got tattoos on his neck and shit, so I guess he's something. But he'll
talk... He's got a lot of money if he's got tattoos on his neck.
Or he was in prison for a while. Just saying.
Either way.
But we were talking about it. And we were talking about how people... Why are you having a pissing contest that you're poor? We get it. You're poor. You don't gotta tell us that you're poor. We can see it. You can see you're poor.
We can see you're poor. Anyway, you're poor. You don't need to like brag about it or
like I'm from this. I'm from West Block. I'm from East Side.
West Side.
I'm from West Side. I'm from C Block. Like I know all the gang signs from South Florida because C-block. I used to live in a gang territory in South Florida.
Wait. C Block, as in like prison cell C Block?
No, C Block, as in like you got. East Side, you got West Side, you got different blocks have different names.
Again, don't shoot.
I lived in South Florida.
I've lived here my entire life.
Where when I lived in South Florida, our neighborhood now is now
the safety of my neighborhood.
Our neighborhood that I lived in South Florida now is now a blood neighborhood.
Oh god.
You got people throwing up bees and you got people throwing up only bees and throwing up blood signs and everything. I've been down there. You're not throwing up the right blood sign. I'm missing an L.
Boob saying. Saying? Boob saying.
You throw up a West Side and
that's... Boob gang. Read it.
Boob gang?
Boob.
Boob gang.
Boob gang.
Actually, it says Bob gang.
No.
It says B-O-B.
That's a D, you dumbass.
I'm dyslexic. Booed.
B-O-O-B.
That's not a B.
Yeah, it is.
Whatever. We're not gonna... They can't see this.
Matt's an idiot.
But it's like, you want to say you're from the hood.
Matt's an idiot.
Fantastic, yeah. But... You don't have to go ahead and shout it to the world that I'm from. We're gonna use a figurative area.
I'm from the Crips.
No. Like I'm from.
Figurative.
You know, around here, you got Pine Hills.
Sure.
Pine Hills.
Paramore.
That's exactly what one of these guys are talking. I'm from Paramore.
Oh shit.
Like okay, you're from a really fucking horrible city. We get it. That don't make you hood.
Does your mom work on OBT?
Does your mom work on OBT? Are you... Like, yeah, we get it. You've been through the struggle, but, you know, you don't have to be... A lot of people that are from the hood don't have to be, you know, gangbangers. This guy acts like a gangbanger. Half these guys act like they're from the hood and they gotta be gangbangers. Like, oh, I'm a gangbanger. Like...
I guess...
This person that I was speaking to at the time, who I went to lunch with, was talking about how he lived in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna go into detail about it, but he was in such a worse hood than anything that's here.
Yeah.
That, like, horrible. Stepping over dead bodies and shit.
Oh, shit.
Okay? But that's like... He's seen it, but he's not a gangbanger.
I don't know any of this.
I'm telling you this now.
Yeah.
He's not a gangbanger.
Yeah.
But he's seen some shit.
Right.
Right? I've seen some shit. You know?
The only shit I've seen is what you've dumped in your toilet.
Shut up. But, you know... I've lived in a small Italian town. I've seen some pretty fucked up organized crime.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is.
Mafia. That's how mafia works.
I don't speak about what happened, but I've seen it.
Let's talk about it.
No. I'm not touching that. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. I don't talk about that. What happened behind closed doors, happened behind closed doors. You want to talk about it after the air?
All right, R. Kelly.
You can call me whatever you want. I just don't like to talk about it to a group of people.
Okay.
You know, I've seen some shit. Don't need to talk about it.
Yeah. What are we talking about again?
Next thing? What's your next thing? What's your next topic? Because I have one more.
The first time seeing a boob.
Oh. First time you ever see a boob, dude. What was your first time?
It was on porn. I'm pretty sure I was like 7 or 8. And I got curious. So, you know, I looked it up. I'm pretty sure the first time I ever spelt it, I spelt it as booed because I didn't know what I was talking about. I was fucking 7.
My first time seeing boobs was in real life.
Yeah,
I found out that I loved the look of them.
Yeah.
I was not...
I mean, let's be honest. Who doesn't love the look of them?
Faggots. Ooh, whoops. Homosexuals.
You want to edit that out?
No. Sorry, I'm blunt. It's just... I'm sorry.
I don't associate with this man.
I'm sorry if I said that. I just...
No offense.
There's going to be a fence, but... I'm sorry.
Speaking of offense, I need to replace the fence.
Shut the fuck up and just continue. The first time I saw boobs was, I was in was it middle school? I think it was in middle school. I was in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And every eighth grade we'd have, and during the summer, just before we'd get out, like a week before we'd get out of school, mm-hmm. we'd have a beach field trip.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all, it wasn't that girls had to wear like certain, they had could wear whatever they wanted.
There was a dress code though.
There was no dress code. They couldn't wear fucking
clothes. They had to wear clothes.
They could wear a two-piece bikini or they could wear like a regular, you know, one-piece.
Yeah.
And I'm in the water playing with my friends and mm-hmm. a rogue wave comes by. And there was a girl who was in our group who mm-hmm. happened to be, you know, at the time, hot.
Yeah.
For being like...
Did she change? What do you mean at the time? Like, did she grow...
For
you're a horny 8-year-old. Got it.
No, 8-year-old? Like 14.
Horny 8th grader. Got it.
And a rogue wave comes by and her top goes whoof right off.
Uh-huh.
And you could imagine every eighth grader that was a man who wasn't gay was like boing, like
yeah,
boing, like holy
instant
shit.
Erection.
Like she was like, oh my god, and like she had, you know, at the time.
Did you pee on her?
No, I didn't pee on her. R. Kelly wasn't there.
Uh-huh.
But at the time, you know, she was more developed than most 8th grade girls. And so we were all like, holy shit. I think half of the grade was like first time they ever saw boobs was on her. But she
didn't like try and cover herself?
She did. No, she at first she didn't know it fell off.
Oh.
And then she noticed and then she covered herself up and then she found her top and put it on.
Yeah.
And the teachers made her go sit out on the sand for like a good hour.
Why? How's it her fault?
She didn't tie it right. I don't know. It was just, it was weird. I don't know. But yeah, that was the first time I ever saw boobs. And then I was like...
You in love ever since.
Oh, dude, I was like almost fucking... I have rosy cheeks for people that don't know, but the day that fucking happened, my whole face was goddamn red like a tomato. I was like, holy... And I didn't want to talk. She was a friend of mine. Uh-huh. I didn't want to talk to her for the rest of the day because I didn't know how I was going to react either. I was going to have a boner or I was going to like have a... Like, how am I supposed to go up to her and have a conversation after this? In my eighth grade mind, I'm just like... nice boobs. Like, what are you supposed to say to that? You got a nice rack.
Not that. You don't say that.
I did that in high school. I got smacked for it. So, yeah, I know not to do that now.
You see, I didn't have to try it in order to know that that was a bad idea.
Yay.
That's an idiot.
Sometimes. first time that I saw boobs, yeah, was that time. And mm-hmm. then after that, I was hollering at girls since I was, like, in eighth grade.
And you still holler?
Oh, dude, do I holler.
You're
bitch,
a
I yell.
Fucking dog.
Fuck like a dog.
Bark, bark, bark.
Fuck like a dog, I'm just bark. Saying. Now we're going into this next topic. First time you ever masturbated. Go.
7 or 8. When
fuck.
When I looked up a boob.
Did you think your dick broke?
No, I had seen enough porn to know that. That's
see, I didn't.
What happened.
I didn't. I just thought, you know, one day I felt like it was it was natural.
I mean, yeah, like I first time I watched porn was when I saw the boob, and I thought, oh, that's what happens. I want to do that. And
no,
I did it.
I didn't say that the splooging part felt natural. That was weird for me.
Yeah.
The touching your dick while it was erect thing felt natural.
Yeah.
Okay. I was in the shower,
mm-hmm.
and I was kind of
how old were you?
Using. I was like 12. Using my imagination.
I was like 8 or 9.
Using my imagination.
7, 8, or 9.
Which is really young. I was using my imagination. And
just
I
saying.
Was I was doing the whole deed.
That's the reason I'm here now. But yeah.
And I was doing the deed and it finished. I finished. And I was like, I freaked. I flipped.
Did you tell your parents?
No. Hell no.
Ha.
No, I flipped. I lost it. I was like, what the fuck was that? What was that?
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know my...
Sorry if that was loud. I was moving.
Oh, yeah, I was like, I didn't know I could do that. I was like, I just figured something out. I was like, wow, I didn't know this was happening.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's just, this is something.
This is, I like this. This is good.
No, I didn't like it at first, because I was like, this is weird.
I wish I didn't like it at first.
This is weird. And then, you know, second and third time, I was like, this is nice. This is nice. I like this.
And eventually you got tired of using your hand, so you used a girl.
Oh, yeah, dude. Once I figured out how, once I did... finally, like, watch porn,
it just kind of clicked.
Oh, dude, it didn't need to click, dude. I already knew where I was going next. Like, high school was going to be my year, and freshman year was my year.
We're not going to go into that, because I've seen freshman picture you. I don't want to see that again.
Freshman picture me was fat, but guess what? You know why I got women when I was fat?
Because
I opened my mouth and shit didn't fall out of it. Well, it did, but it didn't because I knew
smooth how to shit. It was smooth, polished gold shit, but it was still shit.
Yeah, because yeah, I was just good at talking to girls, and a lot of guys in freshman year were choking up and damn near falling over when they saw a girl.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, no, I could talk to a girl and not care. It was easy. And, you know, a lot of girls in freshman year were, like, you know, body changing, horny, estrogen, and they wanted to, you know.
As kids are.
Yeah, and, you know, I was there to
help them.
Help. So, and most of the other guys were like, you want to do what?
You want to do what with my what?
I don't know. And then they freak out. And then,
were just like, yeah, let's go.
And I was like, I have a car. You can do it there.
That helps. That helps to have a car.
Yeah, and yeah. What's your next one?
Life.
Oh, yeah, life changes.
Yeah.
Life
That's changes. Your last one, right?
That was my last one.
Yeah.
First time masturbation.
Yeah, I want to mention a... before I go on to this next one...
Oh, this is when it gets deep.
This is when it gets deeper than the deepest vagina you've ever been in.
Ooh, let's not use that. For the topic that we're about to talk about.
You're right. From the topic we just came from, that's where my mind was, but yeah.
We're going to get into something very serious in the next couple of minutes.
Yes.
And you can either skip ahead or you can listen. Whichever one you want to do.
Yeah. So what happened recently with Lake Mary?
Which is a high school near us.
Yes. One of the marching band's drum major, she was a junior. She committed suicide a couple days ago.
In the school.
In their auditorium. Yeah.
She was going through a tough time in her life. And from the hosts, me and Luke coming from, you know...
some dark places at some point.
At some points in our lives, we'd love to send our condolences and our thoughts and prayers to the family and friends of this person. Also, I'd like to say that if anybody's listening to this who's having that moment and feels like there's nobody around...
There always is.
As much as we can say that we're there for them, but some people don't think that, you know. I would love to have this as a podcast where somebody can listen to it and gain some kind of, you know, help from it.
If anyone wants to just message us on Instagram and just talk,
we are not
celebrities. We're not professionals, but we've been through some shit. And
we're not celebrities, and we will listen.
Yes.
And there's also other means of, you know, finding help. Mm-hmm. You know, there's hotlines, there's... counselors, it's not horrible to go to a counselor.
It's never shameful.
It's never shameful if you need help. There is people out there for you. If mm-hmm. you need it, go and get it. Don't feel like you need to take it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Life is never that bad to do that. I'm sorry. And I've had people do that in my family who have done that. And,
fortunately, I have not.
And your family is never the same. It truly is. So
it's like throwing a rock into sand. Once you take the rock away, that effect that it had, it's gonna stay there.
Mm-hmm. It's just go speak to someone, speak to us, go ahead and go on our Twitter or Facebook, Instagram, go and message us whatever way you need to if you need the help, and we'll try our best.
We're here to listen.
Exactly.
And also, a lot of people are here to listen.
There's plenty of other resources. If you're in school, there's counselors. Teachers that I, you know, there's plenty of teachers in my high school career where I was going through a dark time that I spoke to, and they ended up being almost my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's plenty of other conversations you can have with plenty of other people, your friends, your family, and they're not going to judge you for it.
Mm-mm.
You know, people have tough times.
If they do, find new friends.
If a friend judges you for something like that, they're not your friend.
Mm-mm.
They're just adding to the grief. Yeah. Keep moving. Life comes in waves. I just saw this a couple days ago. Life comes in waves, but waves don't stay too long.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know, yeah. Life comes in waves. Like, I'm going through something. I'm not, you know, depressed, but, you know, some shit happened.
Yeah.
I'm not going out and, you know... doing You're harm not doing to myself, drastic. And I'm not. Yeah, I did at one point, but you know, I'm not doing that now.
Yeah,
you know, you live and you learn, and you become stronger from that.
Mm-hmm.
So, remember.
That's our take on that.
Yeah, remember, we send our condolences and our thoughts to the friends and family of that person, and to the people who are around it, who maybe have been struck and maybe been struck by, you know, shocked or whatever by the situation. There's counselors, there's people to talk to. Go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
To lighten up something.
And that brings us to our next topic. Life.
Life.
We're gonna talk about life.
Life and the pursuit of happiness.
That's what life is about, isn't it?
Life, yeah.
Yeah.
What's
new in your life, Matt? You just mentioned some stuff. If you want to talk about that, we're good. But if you just, anything new at all, anything else?
Nothing really. There's nothing really crazy that's been going on.
You didn't try anything new? You didn't do anything different?
My brother's doing some drastic life changes, but we'll get to that when that time comes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? My brother...
Happy anniversary to him and...
Destiny.
Yes.
Go. Keep going on their 2-year, you know, anniversary. Keep going. You guys are strong.
2-year fuck fest. Keep on going.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You guys are amazing, and I'm happy for the both of you.
Yeah.
To go 360 into people.
What people are you going into?
Next week, I'm pretty sure we're going to have a guest on this podcast.
Cool.
I'm pretty sure we're going to have the famous, and I'm using that word real loosely, the famous DJ Nate Official.
That's his Instagram.
Go follow him at DJ Nate Official. He did give us a shout out on his social media platform, so we're going to go ahead and do our same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go follow him at DJ Nate Official. He is a very high-end local DJ for Orlando and Volusia County.
Yeah.
He's done Daytona 509. He does
His music's really great.
He's a very good mix. He does a very good mix of Spanish, trap music, a bunch of different musics that he does around Orlando, and he's very good at it. He also was my boss at one point.
Yeah.
Not anymore, but, you know, as the same time, he was my boss. We had our differences at times, but we also were, you know...
You get along now that you don't work together.
We got along then, too. It's just that we kind of butted heads on certain things. Mm-hmm. But he was like an older brother to me when I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, go follow him, and if everything works out, next Sunday...
We should have him on.
We should have him on the podcast. And we will be talking about Orlando's nightlife, Orlando's music scene.
We'll talk about his career, how he got started, just about him in general. It's almost like an interview.
It is an interview.
All right.
And then he's gonna say some shit. He's a big, fat Spanish guy. Well, not fat. he's fat. Well,
speaking of fat...
You're fat.
I am fat, but I'm working on it.
Not for long.
What do you mean, not for long? You don't have faith in me? I'm going to the gym and everything. I'm working hard.
Did you not? You said I'm fat, and I said not for long.
I probably misunderstood what
you said. You're a fucking idiot. You're really fucking slow sometimes, and I swear.
I know you swear. Yeah. I'm working on it, though. I haven't had Taco Bell in so long.
You need to do the regimens, homie. I told you. You need to do these regimens.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Where I told you you need to do 2 different body parts every other week.
Oh, yeah.
Or every other day.
Oh, yeah.
It's better.
Yeah. So far, I've just been doing broad everything. I've lost 8 pounds already.
What? Wait a minute. Hold on. When you got on the scale, did you shit?
No.
Take a shit next time.
I mean, okay. But, I mean, just over the course of the past week, I've gotten on every day, and it's just been going lower and lower each day.
What'd I tell you about using the scale?
I know what you said about using the scale,
but it can be your best friend, or it can be your worst nightmare.
It might not be accurate, but it's consistent.
I didn't say it's accurate. I said it could be your best friend or your worst nightmare.
All right, well, then I just won't use a scale ever, you know?
Milestones would be good to use a scale. Not every day. Every day, you're going to be chasing after a dream. And if one day it's not your dream that day, and it doesn't work out, you're gonna beat yourself up. I promise you will.
Nah, I'm just going to keep on going.
Keep on trucking.
Keep on trucking. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep them doggies rolling.
Copyrighted. Stop that. Warner Brothers owns that music.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Don't even. No.
Please don't.
Can you go on our Instagram and see if anybody asked any questions? I'm pretty sure nobody did.
We're gonna go into
the plugs of now. We now have, other than a Patreon and Instagram, we have a Twitter and a Facebook. Okay? Go to our Patreon at patreon.com/ Let's Get Ready to Ramble. If you want to donate and get some stuff out of it, merchandise and some other stuff out of it, you can go ahead and do it.
This isn't a question.
You should have me as a guest. Jessica. Yeah. Oh, sweet. I mean, come on the show. We won't bite. At least not at first.
I mean, she's cute.
Shut up.
Anyway, next.
Fuck you. Don't say that. It's a friend of mine.
Keep your dick in your pants.
Let me, let's pause real quick. I'm going to pause doing a short little check on our Instagram and our social media platform to see if anybody asks any questions. All right? We'll be right back.
And we're back.
And, yeah, we checked all of our social media platforms, and that was a fail.
Yeah.
Also, got to think, I posted those maybe an hour ago.
That's true. So, just send us stuff, okay? Questions, anything you want us to talk about. If
whatever you send in today, we will use for next week.
Yes.
Okay? Also, I'm going to plug everything that we have now. We have done a lot of things, and,
Facebook, go.
I'm going to go through the list, not go through Facebook.
I was just going to choose.
Our plugs are Patreon. Mm-hmm. All right. I already said that. Patreon.com/ Let's Get Ready to Ramble.
So, yes.
We have a Twitter now. Twitter handle is @get_ramble. Go ahead. We have nobody on there. No follow. Posts. But it's the same as our Instagram picture, so go ahead and follow.
It's just another platform.
Facebook is Let's Get Ready to Ramble, but the only way you're going to have to get to it is go through my Facebook page, which is Matthew Davidson, and you'll see a picture of me, and you'll be able to get to it. We're also on a local, you know, podcast group called Podcast Mafia. If you go on Facebook and go hashtag Podcast Mafia, you'll be able to find us. It's all podcasters that are in the local area, and give them a look, you know.
Okay.
And then our Instagram is all one word now. Well, all one with no spaces. Let's get ready to ramble _ at the end. We had it before as _ a bunch of underscores and shit like that. But
it
now it
was awkward.
Now we changed it to Let's Get Ready to Ramble _ at the end. You will find us. It's the same picture we've always had. Go like, comment, and share our profile. We would very much appreciate it through Twitter and Facebook. And then once again, if you can donate anything to our Patreon, it's not just giving us money. You get stuff out of it. If you donate a certain amount of money, you get a t-shirt. If you donate enough stuff, you get social platforms and stuff like that.
You can donate, but it doesn't have to be money. Like I said, we appreciate input, such as questions. Criticism, money's nice, but, you know, anything helps.
The Patreon is for donations and getting feedback that way.
Yes.
If you want to go ahead and give us feedback and you want to, you know, just give us criticism on what you want, go ahead and go to our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram, and go ahead and write, DM, whatever you got to do, and we will love your feedback. And, you know, is that it for the day?
I think that's it.
I think we're good. This is episode 6. Let's Get Ready to Ramble.
I'm Luke.
This is Matt. We'll see you next week.